Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this wonderful bit of encouragement we're waking up to, Lord, that you say is a reflection of the goodness that has come in the gospel, the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. As we hear and see these expressions of godliness that's coming forth, and right at the beginning, starting off with a total commitment and a lavishing love upon the Lord. Lord, thank you that we can just learn from this and we can just embrace your goodness in every way. And also, Father God, as a wonderful testimony of the goodness and the mercy and the favor that has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 7 from verse 35 to 38. The wisdom of God will be proven true by the expression of godliness in everyone who follows me. Afterwards, Simeon, a Jewish religious leader, asked Jesus to his home for dinner. Jesus accepted the invitation. When he went to Simeon's home, he took his place at the table. In the neighborhood, there was an immoral woman of the streets, known to all to be a prostitute. When she heard that Jesus was at Simeon's house, she took an exquisite flask made from alabaster, filled it with the most expensive perfume, went right into the home of the Jewish religious leader, and in front of all the guests, she knelt at the feet of Jesus. Broken and weeping, she covered his feet with the tears that fell from her face. She kept crying and drying his feet with her long hair. Over and over she kissed Jesus' feet. Then, as an act of worship, she opened her flask and anointed his feet with her costly perfume.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such an expression of the appreciation of God that was in her, that was just coming forth in her, lavishing him with her love. And what I just wanted to do this morning is to just take some other scriptures, which is also relevant to this, and just share on that this morning. So here we can see the beauty of dedication and commitment to a whole new life. And she doesn't hide it away. She lets a religious leader, and I'm sure maybe others as well, know where her affections is and where dedication and commitment is and on whom it is being placed. And in other translations, Jesus says, she has prepared my body for burial. And what I understand there is, here you have a woman that has been caught up in the snares of darkness, but she has turned, and it's still she has turned in the old covenant where the new life is not yet available. And also want to just say that she so stuck to the Lord that she was there, and she was one of the first people to receive and take hold of the resurrected Lord that brought about a whole new covenant where all this beauty that she had within could now be expressed fully in a new and a better covenant. So this wonderful expression of goodness towards Jesus was such an encouragement to him that if she could do this now in an old covenant, how much more would she be able to experience and enjoy the love of God in the new and the better covenant? So this was a motivation for Jesus to lay down his life, die, not just for her, but for the whole world. And so it also goes on to say that whenever the gospel is preached, we need to think of this lavishing goodness and favor and commitment that took place here, because it's both the beginning of redemption, sanctification that's found in the gospel, and it's also the way that we're going to experience the gospel more is when we draw close and we put the Lord first and we fully committed to this marriage. Amen. We were dead like this woman, but he made us alive in Christ, so we now married to another so as to bear fruits to God. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.